Olawa Gogoro, he's turning things around. Olawa Gogoro, he's turning things around. Olawa Gogoro, he's turning things around.
Make sure you are praying where you are.
Olawa
prophesy to somebody here. Come on, let me hear you. Prophecy for someone. Your life will experience a turnaround starting from this meeting. In the name of Jesus. You can sit down where you are. Sit down, everybody.
I can see with the eyes of the Spirit. I can hear sound of the new church marching. I can see they're coming from a distance, coming from a distance, giving birth to young ancient. Hey, oh, oh, these are the days of Elijah. Hey, generations of your power. Yeah, they're coming from Kogiland. They're coming from Kogiland. They're coming from afar. Yeah, generations of light. Oh, the days of your power. No resistance, generations of your power rising from the middle belt. They're coming from the now.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is it. I want to teach us something very, very important, something we need now. That each and every one of us, if we get it, I tell you, our life will so much experience changes. Can we use the keyboard? Our life will experience not just change, a quantum leap. Before I continue, you remember that God doesn't need 20 years to make a difference. He doesn't even need 20 hours. He just needs the now. He just needs the now. He doesn't need 20 years to make a difference. He just needs the now. He just needs the now. He doesn't need 30 years. Just need them now. Just need them now. So I want you to be very attentive now. Doesn't it? Once I want to calculate with our mind, how can he make a difference? How can he do so in our lives? God doesn't calculate those things because he is all sufficient by himself. That's why it's called El Shaddai. He's all sufficient. You can make a difference now. That's why I was singing that song. The song I was singing was prophetic. I wish I can share to you when my eyes were closed, some things I see. But I was not permitted to share. What God is doing in this season is beyond a church kind of thing. I want to say this now. It's even beyond David Friday. It's not a name per se. It's his agenda. And in his grace and mercy, if he finds a generation, he can do a wonder with them. If he finds a generation. And how your generation kickstart, it kickstart from a man. Tribe start from men. No tribe began as tribe. Tribe began as men. I'm very calm, but I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Tribes began as what? As a man. No tribes begin as tribes. Start from a man. So where you are sitting down, understand that there's something about your life that can escalate, that can advance, that can progress, that can expand beyond where you are. If you have that consciousness, then you can capture what God wants to do in a generation through your life. Example, a day first day, today's of Friday. That should be Wednesday. We came here Tuesday, right? I was here Tuesday. It was Wednesday. Today is Friday. It was Wednesday. It was morning. I was just tired and I was just sleepy. Then I just played the message by Apostle Aruma Sai. And I was just listening to the message, so I just slept off. And just like we're sitting in a place and then he was talking. I was sitting down, like the way I'm preaching to you now, and you also, you are listening. I was sitting down, and he was talking to us. He was talking about, and it was inside the dream. He said, God wants to do something big in Africa. Like, what God is about to do in Africa is so big. And when he was saying it, I was just sitting down, calm. I was saying, God, in my heart, I was just thinking a lot of things. Because I already know that what he was saying will happen inside the dream. And a day before that day, I was sleeping, and for a long time I used to hear many songs in a dream. But there's a particular song I sing that I'm sure that from the time I sang that song, I'm not sure that I heard it in the dream. A day before Apostle Samuel was saying this, a night before that night, I was just lying down and I was hearing a song. I was very tired. And I was hearing a song. That song. Somebody is touching my sound now. And I was hearing that song. Till Africa become you, let my spirit be restless. Till Africa become you, let my nature be restless. And I was singing that song in the dream. So I was like teaching people the song. That is two nights. Even today night, towards the morning, I can't really stand here and count how many encounters I have. Not one, not two. This morning. Not one, not two. But one of the encounters I have this morning was, I wish I can tell you a lot of things, but I'm not permitted to say a lot of things in the spirit because God is saving us. There's something God wants to rise from here. And He needs the right people for it. Even me, I'm praying to be one of the right people. But it will be from here. That is why I sang one of the songs. This, if you see, some of the songs I sing are not song. I was singing a song this year. Charewa mio, charewa mio.
When you need a man,
I was singing that song. That is in support.
A man from North Central. Charewa mio, afukiyafo. When you need a man, oh. A man to stand for you, charewa mio, charewa mio, charewa mio, ojo mio, charewa mio, charewa mio, afukia fo.
It's because what God wants to do. If he does not remember you, need. If he does not remember you, the only thing you'll be privileged to share is a story of it. A story of that in your generation you were there, and this is what God said. Remember that the one of the people that wrote some stories and history of the God's generals were not the God's generals themselves. It was people that were around in their meetings, and. It was not really Ketukuman that shared all those her stories. It was the people around, the witness. The Bible says we have been surrounded by a great cloud of what? Witness. Some of this cloud of witness we are talking about are not men that are the front line to the move of God. They were men that were watching the move. Because when we say great cloud of witness, it's not just angels and people who participate. So their own participation is that they sat down and they watch. They didn't contribute anything. But they could give accurately what happened with those men that aligned themselves. That means you can stay in a generation and you can just watch the move of God. One of the things that you will be privileged to know is that you know this is God. So God needs to remember. So what I'm saying this thing is so that we can understand that our gathering is not just, we're not just gathering anymore. There is something more important that we gather in now. And most times when we discuss this, we don't discuss this because we truly want to discuss it. It's because we want some specific people to get understanding of what God is doing and how He's doing it now. I want scientists now. Because God is doing something now. So we are praying that God should remember us. Because He will do it. Let's not forget, I told you, okay, this the, one of okay, one of the things I saw this morning. Remember that I won't tell you some key things I know. Because I'm not permitted to share. So I'm telling you some of the things that are a little shallow. Normal thing that you can share. You understand now? One of the things I saw this morning was... Now a song is disturbing myself.
You have told us for years. Remember me, oh. When you come to Nigeria, remember me, oh.
which you have said us, you have told us for years. Oh, why not? If you don't know, if you don't know the drive of men, you cannot be derived. Charewa mio, jomio, charewa mio, charewa mio, afukia.
Some of you don't know how to pray yet.
That you have a right chance to pray, but you have not taken chances on those right opportunity. That God ever spoke something concerning your life is a chance to meet God. I said, I'm not praying for things you should do for me. I'm just trying for me to remember you on those things you have told me for years. Some of them in dreams, some of them through prophets, some of them while praying, somebody stood up and told you that you are going to be great. Those are the Obalu Tane. Those things that somebody looked into your eyes and told you that God told him.
Those are Obalu Tane.
Those things you read from the Bible, he said, ask and I will give the nations to you. He said, I will give not a man, not a people, a nation, something higher than a thousand.
You don't know what God can do. He doesn't need 20 years. He just needs the now. That is something God is. You see, most I meet people say, how can I hear from God? You are hearing from God every day. It's just that you have not taken notice on those ways He has been speaking. You are just looking for another modern way for Him to speak. Another special way. But He has been speaking. Sometimes He speaks through dream. Sometimes He speaks through trance. Sometimes He speaks by hearing. Sometimes He speaks by reading. Sometimes He speaks even in your thought. Something tells you that there's a new order. Something is about to kick start. Sometimes He speaks through singing. You're just walking on the road and a song starts springing forth. That is not the time to just sing that song. It's to sing the song while you're singing the song. Because why would the song take over you even when you don't plan singing it? Because that is God speaking through the fountains of the deep.
Ubalutane, we ekipe yono. Ubalutane, we ekipe yono.
He saw you the way you had, and he made promises to you. So it's not the way you had that will stop the promise again. You don't understand. God saw you the way you are, then he made the promise. He was comfortable to make the promise the way you are. We don't know the mercy of God. He saw you the way you are. He gave you promises. So it is not who you are that can really stop that promise again. So this morning, part of what I saw was in the morning, I just saw that some people came to greet me. They began increasing. Then the time came, all the rooms in my house were filled. There was no place again. There's no place. Then the more I was looking for, how can we accommodate these people? That's why they began increasing. Old people, young people, children, all ages, they were increasing and increasing. My company was filled with too many people. I discovered that I didn't have the capacity, the power to accommodate them. There were too many. Too many. Then in the dream, I met the pastor of Salem here. That is Pastor Timothy. In the dream, and I was now begging him. I said, please, can we use your office as another place? I said, we want to host an emergency meeting. Can we just use your office? Because everyone was filled. Then can we use, you understand now, your office? I even removed money from my pocket. I was serious, like, when I walked up, one of the things I discover is it will take us like a dream. It will be like a dream. When God began confirming his promises, that is why I sang that song. In our lives, in your lives, in your family, time will come, your word will be beyond countable. Time will come, your life will be beyond what human being can count. I believe that dream is for someone here. That time will come, with your eyes, you will see things that you cannot even understand how it came about. It is not what you have the power, it is what God mercy has the power to do. And that's why we sang that song. I remember I've not sang my message today.
Ugbalutane we, ekigbe yono.
You went and prayed, and God told you, you give you strength. What he told you was strength, it will come. You went and prayed, and God told you, you are going to be one of the finest men on earth. You to happen. You went and prayed, and in your dream, God opened you up to the reality of his presence, of his power. It will come. To come. To come. To come. Have you ever dreamed and discovered there's something best about your life that you have entered? It will come. He sees your future. He told you today about your future. He sees your future and told you today about what? Your future. It will come. It will come. It will come. You might not look like it now, but it will come. Every president was once a son to a man. Every governor was once not a governor. Every great man was once fed by somebody. It will come. Let's go on our message. My message for tonight, I'll take 30 to 40 minutes to be through with this message, if God helps me. My message for tonight is, the topic of today's message is covenant for prosperity. Covenant for prosperity. Some of us who are here on Tuesday, it's a continuation of some of the things we discussed on Tuesday. It's a continuation of it. Covenant for prosperity. I've over time see a need, especially for Christians who want to see prosperity in their life. They want to see something beyond the now in their life. I tell you, there's a drive in humanity that we should be better in the next few minutes, in the next few hours, in the next few months, few days, few years than now. One of the things that frustrates man is not absolute lack of result, it's a stagnant result. One of the things that frustrates a man, one of the things, is not absolute lack of result, but stagnant result. You are a millionaire for years and you continue being a millionaire. To you, you are poor. You handle thousands for years, you continue handling thousands. You have not break that limit. It's poverty. You understand now? Your life, your destiny is on a certain pedestal. As a Christian, over time, you have not grown to some level of advancement. It's actually frustrating. So prosperity in this context is advancement. Something beyond the now. Not just beyond the now, better than the now. Some of us are students. Some of us came from home where nothing works. You know management all your life. Remember something, I'm a prophetic teacher. I don't just teach. I teach you when there's need. Are you understanding now? From last year, I know what I'm meant to do while standing here till the middle of the year. From last year, I didn't say from this year, last year. As last year, if you meet me and say 2021, what am I meant to do at the first 6 months of the year? I can tell you this is all I'm meant to do. Because we are working with prophecy. There are too many things to say, but there are things to say. There are too many ears to listen, but there's an ear to listen. If you are that ear to listen, I tell you, in the years to come, you can freely enter into the program of God. Just by listening and believing and adhering to what God is doing. And seeing here. Quickly, how can I cut covenant with and prosperity can be better out of my life? We will see some certain things. First Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory.
Remember, I like somebody reading for me, so
cover us with your wing. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wing.
First Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Who is there? First reader, a louder audible reader.
Now there was a certain man of Ramath Gilead of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of
the name of this man was Elkanah,
Jeroham,
okay,
the son of Elihu, okay, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph.
This is the lineage, the place this man came from. Continue.
An Ephratite, and okay, he had two wives. The name of one was Anna.
Look at it. This man has two wives. Covenant for prosperity. He has two wives. The name of one was what?
Hannah.
Okay.
And the name of the other, Penina.
Look at it. The name of the other is what? Penina.
And Penina had children.
This man has wives, have children. That is, maritally was well to do. He even have two, not one. Continue.
But Hannah had no children.
Hannah had no child.
And this man,
Hannah has a womb, but has no child. So let's get one thing now. That this woman was alive, has womb, but cannot be fruitful, cannot multiply. But there's the word of God. I believe the Bible was there in the days of Hannah. She would read it and say, ah, I receive it. I'm fruitful, I'll multiply, I'll replenish, and she would proclaim all the words. But there's something that needs to be done. Continue. Then we'll see a behavior that sponsor a level of result in the life of Elkanah. Continue.
And this man went up out of his city.
This man now went out of his city. Okay.
Yearly to worship.
Stop. Number one, worship. Write it down. What I'm going to teach you is a simple message, but I tell you, if you work with it, you will see a drastic change in your life. Number one, worship. Someone said, what relates worship and prosperity? A lot relates worship and prosperity. Most times we come to church, one of the activities we do in church, most 100% is worship. The preaching is worship. The singing is worship. The praying is worship. We are worshiping a deity. We are worshiping a God. We seem so important, and we have seen his result over time, that all of us believe him to come to this place now, without nobody calling you on the phone and say, start coming. That means this man has a powerful understanding of the mysteries of prosperity. Number one, he was a worshiper. He goes to worship. He goes to worship year by year. Prosperity goes beyond the physical realm. Before you advance, it goes beyond the now. That is why even you see the people, all these Obuna and the rest, you see them over time, they can go and they'll just go and kill their mother or kill somebody and make a sacrifice. Over time, you see them, their business start growing. Because you understand that you need a spirit to progress in this world. Nothing works outside the spiritual. I've seen people say, I have an idea, I want to start business. Go and check it. Starting a business does not mean people will buy from you. What will make me leave Abobe Road to come to the market to buy from you, where there are other people selling those things? It takes worship to attract me. It takes the realm of the spirit to program me to come to your shop. You open an eatery, a joint where it's so powerful and it's very excellent, like your foods are okay. What will make me come today? Why I still have foods in my house to eat? Why I still have gas to cook? Why I still have maybe persons to cook for me? Sir? It takes a spirit to program that part for me to come to your shop. Every man is busy. You that you are sitting here now, you are busy. You have 101 needs to meet even while you are sitting. So what will bring a man to a certain location? What will make men favor you, that they will think about you? Let me give you some. I have many persons I think about in a day. I have many things I think about. For me to channel my thinking to you in a day and say, I want to bless so person, and I stick to it without forgetting or being distracted by other matters, it takes a spirit to program my mind. If you don't believe that worship can give you prosperity, I tell you, your first issue, the matter of failure has come. Until a spirit believes in you, trusts you, likes you, and loves you, he can't favor you. The subject matter of favor is just saying, I'm not unmerited favor. Not all favors are unmerited, some are merited. Yes. They say when you dine with the spirit over time, he feels comfortable, he feels responsible to take care of you. When Abraham left his father's house, it's for worship. The God of heaven felt so important to take care of Abraham's need. Yahweh, Yahweh, where would I be if not for you? That's why I sing. Yahweh, Yahweh, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Yahweh, Yahweh, where would I be if not for you?
That's why I sing Yahweh, I worship you, I worship you, I worship you.
It takes worship. If you have not learned worship, forget it. There are people that even what they think, God thinks, at the moment they think it, before praying, God answers them. Worship. Worship. I was in a need and a few days back, and I was, where will I get this? I need a particular money to pay for something that was very urgent. And the text was coming, the call was coming, and I said, God, how will I, thank you, you did it before, so how can I just get this specific money? And I don't know where the money will come from. Somebody on the phone just send the money. I didn't tell the person. I didn't discuss anything with the person. Just send that money. In fact, not even that money, send money. You understand now? And to my account. I didn't see the alert. So I could not call the person to thank the person. And over time, the person now called me the next day. Said, I sent money like yesterday to your account too. I said, I've not seen that alert. I said, are you sure you have not sent it to another person? So when you just left, the person said, no, it's your account. I said, are you sure? Go and check very well. The person said, okay, I should go and check my account, my balance. So I now check my balance. I don't know that I was truly credited. But I didn't see that alert. Now, this is it now. Imagine some of you were accredited, your destiny is credited with money, but it has not come to you have not seen the alert in your life. Because you need a spirit to tell you that money is sent to you. Then you need a spirit to empower it to tell you the code for you to press in your phone to check. That money might be in my account for years, and I will not know, and I will still be in need. So when the Bible says the spirit of the Lord shall guide you to all truth, it's because of worship. Worship attracts a spirit and creates friendship between you and the spirit. It creates a relationship that the spirit will be comfortable enough to tell you things that are dear for you. Some of us are suffering because of our worship life is poor. Remember, I said I was thinking on how I'll pray. I didn't pray it actually. But because worship has created a synergy, has created a cloud where even my needs can rise. I fear a worshiper. Can I be real to you? Most of us have prophecies to have been accomplished. But because we have not learned the act of worship so much. Do you see why David, even while running from Saul, his needs are met? Who feeds him in cave? Abdullah. Who feeds him in the wilderness? Who feeds him in those mountains and caves he hides? Worship has the power of making the ravens to feed you. The first thing that this man was doing was worship. He went to worship. That people I call and say, let me sing on you. I learned it through a woman, a worshiper, who sing on people. She goes to all these countries that suffer of food, and she goes with charity, like this charity. She is this kind of woman that goes with gifts and other things, foodstuffs for the needy. And she meets one of them like that, because I love the woman, so I followed her on online. And she goes to one of these African countries where there's abject poverty, and the people are suffering. If you see them, they're like, you see their bones everywhere. And after she did the best she can, then pass them through some certain seminar and like that, she now look at one of them and say, let me sing on you. Because that one was so lanky, was sick and everything. She sang on that child. What did she know? That means there was a need beyond what she had. There was a need beyond her resources. But she know how to provoke that need through worship. So she sang on the person. That this I sing on myself. While you are hyper, you are singing, no shadow you will light up, no mountain you won't climb up, running after me. You sing it as song. Me, I sing it as what God will do for me. That there's nothing that God will not come running after David Friday. There is nowhere. there's nowhere. There's a way you worship over time, even though you miss your part, God make that your part that you miss become a part. There's a way, I'm telling you the truth, you actually miss your road, but this road became the road. God start creating another road from there. It continues from that point. That road becomes a road again. You, all doors are closed, then walls began opening. Worship has the power to make a difference. Worship makes a spirit. See, I will tell you something. This worship has the power to teach you things even beyond words. Do you discover that some things you know, no one teaches you? I won't tell you sometimes because they are my dealings. Sometimes, if I see demons around and they want to come to my room to come and attack or whatever, and I pick that signal. Sometimes I want to sleep. I will not want to disturb myself. Do you know what I do? I'll just carry my phone and on my torchlight and I'll put it on the ground. No demon nears me. my phone. If this thing happened yesterday night, like from that 10, 11, like that, I just slept and I discovered that, first of all, something happened. So I discovered a sound. Not all bed are witch bed, but if you see a witch bed, you know. So when I just once on my face, I laugh. I say, see, yeah, we see your time. I was reading my Bible. So I continued reading my Bible. Then I was tired. I went to lie down. And the next thing, I opened my for everything. And I saw a demon trying to walk into the room and I smiled. And then I said, I don't get time. And I offed on my phone light and I dropped it on my bed and I slept off. If I on my phone light, no demon can come around that circumference. Because even my phone has contacted worship. So my phone can speak to a demon even without me talking. Worship has the power of making your life to speak even without God talking. This thing is not what I've done over time. I've discovered over time that my phone has the power of making demons not to enter a room. Not joke. If you think it's a lie, if we make Udu Riaza here, if you know you are suffering from any demonic, I'll give you my phone. I'll remove my sin. You take it, just all the light. Why? In him was what? Life. And the life was the light. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness does not have the power, the understanding to comprehend. Worship has the power of translating revelation into manifestation. So darkness cannot comprehend the full light. Why? Because the only thing my phone needs to do is to project light. And the mystery of light will shine through my phone. Worship can make a spirit bring prosperity to you. I want to tell you some things. A guy called me. He says, this I want to connect to so. I said, no problem. He said, that one is so zeros. I said, no, Allah. He now called again. He says, I've done it. So time they should pay. He said, I've done another one again. That one is more deeper zeros. And I smiled. I said, Mr. Man, you beg in life if worship is not there. Do you know where the guy is? The guy is many kilometers away. He's not closer to Kogi State. Why did he think of me introducing me to the business? I'm not paying 5 naira. All he just needs is my BV and some certain things, and he's just doing it. What comes upon him that all he thinks is the Friday at that moment? Worship has the power to make the spirit that you reverence goes to the people's life, and all they will remember is you. If you don't learn worship, you will suffer the suffer that you will not want even your enemy to suffer. Somebody, we're just chatting in some way, and somebody said, I discovered you repeated cloth in one. Say, I see, is that you repeat that cloth? You still repeat that? What is repeating cloth in program? He said, you like so color of suit? Do you like so thing? He said, I'm just planning, me and my husband want to change your wardrobe. I said, hey, you want to change? Do I tell them? Worship has the way of making people that you become part of their plan.
Because a spirit projects you into their mind. If you want to beg over and people, you see one thing about begging, people will look down on you very well. If you are waiting for people who will favor you and God has not put you in their mind, they will disgrace you. Men are too wicked to favor you. Bible says the heart of men is desperately wicked. Why is it desperately? Go look at man high. No, cry, man is.
It's a covenant. Every prosperous person is a worshiper. Every prosperous person is what? Is a worshiper. I don't see it anymore. See, what I'm telling you is, if I worship you, the fact is, you don't know what I'm worshiping about. I'm not suffering. You are suffering because you don't know what I'm saying. You can be doing a thing where you don't know the color of the thing.
Until you know the importance of it, it will start speaking in your life. Are you getting me now? Once you know the importance of it, it will start speaking what? In your life. I'm not just a singer, I'm a worshiper. You cannot conquer me in battle. Why? The children of Israel went to Jericho. Do they go with bomb? They went and go round and they brought trophy. They shot, what of the days of Gideon? They didn't go with, they went round. This warfare is in worship. Worship has a power enough to make God rise with stone and do for you. There is something God cannot resist, is worship. So if you give him, you prosper. Continue. That's number one. That's why I love this song. This song that this guy that you had him sing.
We worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the truth.
If you worship God and you are doubting that I can prosper you, it's not in truth. Make sure that worship is in truth. Make sure it's in truth. How can I pay my school fees and you are sitting down?
Into the holies of holies.
There's money in the holies of holies. The holies of holies is a bank that does not go dry. It's not first bank. It does not go on strike. Have you ever paid me? Have you ever heard that I'm collecting salary? Do you know how I live? I live by worship. You can live by worship anywhere you go. I live by worship. You know what I want to marry? You know how I want to marry? If you are married, getting married, don't think I will spend 5 naira in my marriage. I have no plan for 5 naira in my marriage. I just have plan for worship. I'm worshiping the cows I need. The food I need, I'm worshiping the cars I need, I'm worshiping the houses I need. You are joking? Let that day come. I'll prove to you. Somebody met me and sat down in local that we're talking. He said, what a powerful ministration, this and that, and this. He said, okay. He said, well, how do you want to do? He said, let me explain how I'm married to you. He began talking how he married. I was looking at him. He said, somebody call. Do you know what? Can I want to open some references to you. There are people that are there now, not one, not two, not three, called me. One traveled and came and met me. We wanted to marry. What is the expenses? You will suffer. You will beg if worship is not there. How many people in this country would they go and meet and say, wanted to marry? Just tell us. We will prepare. Give us from now to so. Just tell us. If you say it's this year, just give us. Just give us the time. We will prepare for. So you are not looking, you are not really looking for money for. Sir, worship has the power to make men go beyond even what you think. They tell you that there's no money in this country. And somebody wants to favor somebody.
Into the holies of holies.
That's where I want up.
Sometimes I stay in my room. Let me tell you how to capture prophecy. They say, hear me. They say people are traveling the spirit for far. Don't worry about them. Just going to worship. Worship is a jet. I stay in my room and I stay and I sing. And as I'm singing, I'm capturing the move of God.
I'm waiting the move. I'm waiting, anticipating the move of God.
And as I'm singing, the next thing I discover, sometimes I'll see Abraham appear from nowhere on chariot. I've seen men that carry, and they'll start explaining things that will take years.
I'm desperately waiting, anticipating with faith for my days. The days of the Lord inside my nature to rise from the middle belt. The days of the Lord inside my nature to rise from my continent. I'm waiting with faith, anticipating the move of God.
You sing over time, you draw the move. It's like a frequency. I mean, if you know how to set satellite dish, you can set your dish. It doesn't matter how your dish has missed its path. Over time, you can worship and you set your dish over time, you trap the signal of God. A man can be here, he can trap what they are doing in Abuja on television. What makes you feel that distance can separate you from prosperity? I thought begging people will make a change. I make myself in a way where if you see me, you pity me. People didn't pity me. Don't you discover that the rich, the poor give the rich money and they don't give the poor? While you are suffering, you don't have money. Your mom is gathering palm oil to go and give one rich man, because she knows that in future time, through him, her child will go to school. Nobody gives to the poor, they only give to the rich. Even the poor don't give to the poor, they give to the rich. While you are there suffering of money, someone is gathering money and say, I will buy wine to go and give papa, and you are not eating. That you are pitiable does not mean they will help you in life. Until a spirit announces you to men, nobody remembers you. When I was in my room and like that, one of the pastors I saw my respect called me and said, we have been trapping your signal in the realm of the spirit. Somebody that is not here, that's in Zaria. Worship has the power of taking you to any man upon the face of the earth. Worship has the power. Worship is not just for you to raise up and that time you sit down, you sing it to the nations. Do you know why sometimes I sing to the nations? I sing to the nations because I want the atmosphere of God to cover the nations. Because the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the water covers the earth. That part of that knowledge is worship. So when I sing upon Nigeria over time, if you are waiting for a song, you will discover that among your songs in your playlist, you see David Friday.
I'm waiting with faith, anticipating.
Prosperity comes through worship. What will make a man remembers you? You think it's easy for a man to say, I want to give you 1 million naira for what in this country? Do you know how many euros make a million? Six. If you start writing zeros, won't you be tired before the sixth one? And he gives it to you. Only a spirit makes him. Do you know how many things he has to do with money? If I know a worshiper, forget it. Forget it. If you doubt it, I know of a young guy in this town. Me and you know him. He does nothing. He just sing. But he's not poor. Worship has the power of making any man useful. Worship has the power.
He's turning things around.
You are singing it with the understanding of worship. So Elkanah goes year by year to do many things, and one of them is worship. Continue. And to do what? And to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts. Another thing that sponsors prosperity is sacrifice. Write it down. If you have not learned the power of sacrifice, forget it. If your understanding says that things you do beyond others because you know you want to advance beyond them. We went for a program in my village. I was in Calabar Mountain the first time in my life, and God said, we should host a program in my village then. Some of the things I'm telling you, I beg in the name of God. If I preach to you, believe them. You know why? Because 90% of my life and the dealing I pass in life is not by men. I'm telling you. 90% of my life is governed by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has helped me thus far. So I'm not telling you, I'm telling you things that I'm sure. Not just things I know. And after I left the Calabar Mountain, God now said we should go and hold the program. When we went there, I went with some of my friends. When we were praying 3 days before the program, the warfare happened. The demons began invading the place. The demons in the villages knew we came. They knew that we were trying to cause problems, so they came to attack us. I tell you that you just see a man stand at the door. They have caught him. You see the physical blood. They were cutting us that were praying, people that were praying among us. We were seeing ladies and guys who were shouting, and they're cutting them. We didn't see knife, but we were seeing blood in their body. They were cutting them from the spirit. It was affecting their physical body. Then we get angry, and we began praying. We were praying with some of my friends. We get angry. We say, this one is real warfare. Some of you think this warfare is kind of why you pray. I say somebody in the rest, you say demon. I'm saying physically you are seeing blood dropping. No knife. They just bah! And when we get angry, we you don't understand. See, in this life, if you are from Kogi, you live by sacrifice. You live, if not, you will die. I tell you, see, it is easy to die here if you don't have a strong sacrifice. But you can prosper by sacrifice. And we're sleeping one of the nights, and we're three lying down, and the next thing we'll wake up in the morning, around 4 to 5. And I was just hearing my friends, two of my friends, they were just saying, bruh, bruh, bruh. I was wondering what is happening now. And the next thing I discovered, one of my friends has woolly on his body. He, a mature university student, slept on the bed, woke up, mature guy has urinated on his body. Welcome to my village. And I was wondering, I made the host program, but I made no peace. By mercy and sacrifice. They say, where they weigh you in the spirit, if you cannot stand the battle, don't go. That's what the Bible says, if your strength fail you in the days of war, what happened? It's little. It's little because sacrifice is not invested. There's no day I hardly seen. See, I've shared my stories to you. Where I'll be praying, somebody will knock my gate, I'll open the gate, you come to my room, sit down in my face physically. And after I sit down, he's doing everything to distract me because I have a time to pray. And I'm praying a warfare prayer. And the next thing, he comes back from my room, went outside and disappeared in real life in this town. I didn't say the Holy Spirit, I said physical, and I mean open gate for them. If you have not learned to pay price, your life will wallow. The things here are more powerful than big boy, pride. They're more powerful than suit. They're more powerful than you can be suit. You can wear suit, but you're not suitable. The pride of I'm a Christian. Come on, Christ has paid on the cross. He paid, even Christ paid the sacrifice with his blood to become kings of kings. Once you want to leave the realm of king to king of kings, you must pay a price. In this kingdom, price shifts men. It is hard to ever see any night in my life that I cannot count hours I sleep in the night. When my mother came for anniversary, she was in my house and I was sitting down for open week, late anniversary here. Very tired, I was sitting down. I sat down till 3 to 4. I said, you don't go sleep. I said, Mama, I don't have to sleep. I said, I don't know why sleep when they come. Mr. Man, I can lie down, but I'm not sleeping. I can even close my eyes, but I'm not sleeping. Sack! sacrifice has the power to change your life. If a man looks at me and says, you see, I'll look at him and pity him. Because what to fight will be too much. I'll never have time to curse you. Only sacrifice can crumble you. Sacrifice is a sign, is a tool in the name of the Spirit to justify a man. That's why even in the demonic world, they pay price. When we came to KSU before, there was some activities going on, and God help us, we began praying in some parts, like in that of faculty. And around 12 in the night, what we were, so I wonder what is that? And the Holy Ghost began telling us that from when they were building that faculty, when they began building KSU and some certain places, they buried a virgin in that place. And what we saw in the Holy Spirit is the tear. You know why she knew that? You know how they'll stab somebody with knife while he's alive, and they'll tear his stomach. You know that shout? If they stab, you know that you do. That is the that always sound every 12. The blood of that lady's cry. A blood that refused to die. A blood that refused to stop crying. And that cry affects the school. When we prayed, time came, securities arrested us. Some of them knew. They knew. They said, who told us to come around here? It is not just coming around here. They knew what we are touching. It is only you that thinks people don't know things. People know what controls places. So you enter case in normal and you think you leave. You don't understand the power of sacrifice. It will crumble you. Until you learn to pay price. Let fasting become a lifestyle this year. You are not fasting because you say, it's not this kind of fasting that you are working with pride. I fast so, you know. Me, I prefer a man who fast as a lifestyle than a guy who tells you, I fast so. I explored this fasting to us before. I said, fasting is depriving yourself of a pleasure so as to ascertain a higher satisfaction in God. So I can I've seen a guy who fasted with his cloth. He wore one cloth for 1 week. Our president. In fellowship then. Nothing was working in that fellowship and he was tired. He wore one cloth for 1 week. And I said, you know the gentleman, he said, I'm fasting with my wares. He's depriving himself of a pleasure to ascertain a higher satisfaction in God. You can fast with purity. You can fast with giving. You can make up your mind that a sacrifice will come out of your life. Today, a young girl was just going on the road. I just called and said, come. And I remove money from my pocket and I give the lady. I wonder giving the lady small money. And I remember, something just told me, do you need small things? He said, he that sows sparingly, reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully, reap bountifully. And I remove more money and give her. A money that even now has a lady. And that was a girl I saw the day first that I said, give her money. Because she has no father. So God is the father to the fatherless. And I is the father to the fatherless. He uses men. So I make myself, please, if your phone is on, off it. And this is the last time anybody comes to the church and your phone is on. Yes. You on your phone everywhere in the whole world. Let church be the place that you respect God. Hallelujah. So I gave her because God is the father to what? The fatherless. And I is the father to the fatherless. He uses men to what? To be the father to what? The fatherless. And that's why everywhere I go, I know God supplies all my needs according to. What is according? What is according? Eh? What is according? No, let's talk. What is according in English? When we say according, what is according? That means there's a way out. There's a know-how. Two of us. When I say according to this, that means there's a technique. There's a method. So God supply all our needs, not just like that, but according to his riches. There's a way his riches. To his riches in glory. That means there's a way his riches there. That means the only way you can access God's wealth is when you understand his dimension of riches that bears glory. That means anything you do to make money that does not bring glory to God is not from God. But if it glorifies God, then that is his kind of wealth. Sacrifice is a powerful tool in the spirit. I give every day of my life. I give every day. Do you know what I did today for people? I give is a natural lifestyle. You must learn. If I can give to that lady who is a fatherless person, somebody who does not have a father, you think God in heaven will allow him to catch you on it? Learn to live a life of sacrifice. Learn. The way this, I was in university, I carried my money to go and buy a shoe, and I was happy. I came to the shop, God said, I need all the money. I said, what? You need all the money? What about the shoe I'll buy? He said, no, I need all the money. Can I bring it to you? Do you know how I spend for myself? Until I look around and see there's nothing to do for God. I want to tell you some certain things. The shirt I'm wearing, I didn't buy it. This one, I didn't buy. The shoe, I didn't buy it. If I tell you the truth, now even the singlet I'm wearing, I didn't buy it. The innerwear, even the boxers I wear, I don't buy. I don't buy things because I don't remember myself. I have a lot to do for God, but I don't know how God wears me. 90% of what is in my house, I didn't buy. I don't used to buy. Even spoon in my house, I don't buy. Soap that I used to buy, I don't buy. Belt, I don't buy. I was telling people on Tuesday, I was just with one guy. He said, sir, I need bed. I removed the bed to my body and just gave him. He said, no, sir, wait, let's reach home. What about if your toes are fall? I said, look at this guy. You want to stop my sacrifice? He's a normal thing. I've trained myself to a point that nothing is useful to me. And that's why nothing is too useful to God that he cannot give me. Some of you have too many things that you have too many reasons why you can't give. That is why God also has too many reasons why he cannot bless your life. A life of sacrifice. I told someone today, I say, if, give me a reason why you should set to tomorrow. I say, if we should give you life to be alive to tomorrow, tell me the reason why you should be alive. A genuine reason that even me will know that you need to be alive to tomorrow. And the person was looking at me. If you don't have a genuine reason to live, you cannot live. That's why the Bible says, what? I shall not die, but live to declare. Not just don't die, live to declare. You are living not just because you don't want to die, but you are living to declare the works. A worker will not die. I covenanted myself through serving communion in church because workers don't die. Workers don't die. So when I was sick and I was coming to the church and I thought, Pastor, now I said, I want to serve communion. He said, why? I said, I'm sick. He said, what? I said, because workers don't. Is covenant. If there's no reason for me to be alive, at least I need to be alive to start communion. Live to declare the works of the Lord. So if a man looks at me and says, you will die, look, I cannot die. If I die, see, until you come to a point where if you are not available in a place, the whole place will feel it. You are useless. That is what we look for in God. Last Friday you were calling me, Papa. Why are you there? Because my need day here. If you discover that even when you are around, you are not around, your need is not failed. You are in trouble. You have not served God enough. Be committed into the kingdom of God. Pay prices to a point that if your need is not failed. If your need is not failed, sacrifice is a dangerous thing. Bible says he goes here by here to worship, then to sacrifice. What kind of man is that? When he goes after worshiping, he sacrifices. Something leads him to God.
Let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Let the Good Friday be expressions of your grace. Let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Let my whole being be expressions of your grace.
Prosperity comes through sacrifice. Prosperity. Prosperity comes through sacrifice. I remember in school, when we were in school, if they want to sow seed for anything, there are some particular person that sow madly. One of them is my daughter. Anu. She just come out and she said, Papa, I want social. You don't have money. I said, it's the money that they gave me for social tea. You will not do that, isn't it? I want to give to God. So she can pay one whole of 25,000 or 27,000 herself. The thing is, when they get finished serving, she didn't stay. She got work. She didn't stay and wait for in a place where they say job no day. She got job quick. Why? God was so dear to give her a work, even when work is scarce in this country. Why? Because he wants her to still be a channel. So when I was telling you about that money that somebody sent, you see her. When God knows you are a channel, he makes you perpetually a channel. See, there's a reason why you not get poor, because many people are waiting to be blessed through your life. If your life has not become that, your poverty will wait on your head forever. But if your life is a sacrifice that people need to benefit, so the Holy Spirit told me, said she's going to be promoted. He said, over time, she'll not be just before, she'll be the top leader in the whole of the place. I said, how? He said, don't ask me. He said, that's what I want to do. You think it's next 20 years? They said, I was thinking about other job opportunities, like 6 different job opportunities. So she will choose which kind of job. He said, this one is just one. There's a way God can do things in your life, because he knows that your life is a profitable. See, when they were speaking with Joseph about interpretation of dreams, he said something. He said, interpretation of dreams is the business of God. When I read that place in the Bible, business of God, business, that means, I said, what? That means God is a businessman. And the sole aim of business is profit. Can God profit from your life? Can God profit from your life? Sacrifice is a strong tool. Men stand because of sacrifice. There were days I prayed in rain. While rain was falling, I would stand and would pray with my friends. We would pray and pray. We don't break that ramp even when rain falls. We didn't have roof like this. No church was available to give to us to pray. So we were praying inside rain. That's the reason why I can sing to the ends of the earth, and I'll sing, fall like rain, Lord. Fall like rain, Lord. We want more of you. We want more of you. Fall like rain, Lord. Fall like rain, Lord. We want more of you. We want more of you. It can't be this, Lord. It can't be this, Lord. We want more of you. We want more of you. If there is nothing to confirm this song to stand up, the day I play rain will provoke that song. No day in the spirit is wasted. Every day is today. What you do with your God matters on how your life will be. If you joke around God, you become your life will joke. If you are serious, your life will be serious. If you are disciplined, your life will be disciplined. God will discipline your life that no power can capture it. Sacrifice is the reason why men become strong. In this kingdom, the distance between weakness and strength is sacrifice. Every weak man that don't want to pay a price to be strong will never be strong. He will always be complaining of weakness. Say, where is the weakness? My weakness is malice. You have not learned to pay price. There's a price you pay, malice will disappear, it becomes strong. Strength. My weakness is immorality. You pay a price, it will die out of your life. You become strength. My weakness is gossip. It there's something you do with your mother, that your man does not have the power to go and gossip about people. My weakness is this, is lie. There's a way you pay price. What you don't pay price is the reason why the demons will page on those aspects. You want your financial life to be free, you want to be prosperous, there's a way to pay price. You pay.
You fast, you pray, you study. You're not just studying, it's a kingdomic study. You are studying with a strategy. You are looking for something in the Bible. You're not just somebody who studied John today, next tomorrow, Deuteronomy, next tomorrow, Isaiah. You are up and down, you are confused. Eh? Imagine I want to read a book by Ketukuma and I just read one page, then I jump and go and read another book by E.W. Kenyon. Then I say, I read a special book, I'm a confused element. There's a way you study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. You start from chapter 1, you end the whole of Samuel. You end Samuel 2. You are looking for something. Something this. You stand up and you want to, where's the mystery behind making me a giver? And you check every place that giving happened in the Bible. And what happened to those people? What happened to them? Why wouldn't Solomon be the richest man in his time? Who gave offering compared to Solomon in his generation? Bible says he gave offering to a point that the whole of the temple was filled with the aura of God. The glory of God came upon the sacrifice. When they raised the evening sacrifice, the power of the Lord fell, that even the priest could not minister. There's a sacrifice that goes beyond the priest. That was a sacrifice that Anna gave. Anna went to God and she vowed to God that if God give her a son, this is it. Every time she comes to the temple, she didn't have a sacrifice. She's just looking for a God that will make her pregnant. And God said, no, you are too useless to be made pregnant by heaven. Heaven responds to people who pay price. And that day she came, she said, if you give me a son, I will return him to you. And not just return him, he will stay for life. That's what the Bible says, for life. For life. When I read the Bible, I saw it was for life. Here, catch me. How will you make a promise that you will carry your child? Your only child that you have planned that God should give you, that God has not given you yet. Oh, you say, if God give you that child, you will give him and he will stay in the temple of the Lord forever, for life. What about if God did not give another child again? Then what is the use of giving birth when your child will go and stay in the temple for life? What is it about your life that can stay in God for life? Everybody is like a Nepal, off and on in the presence of God, off and on, off and on. Today, join prayer department. After 6 months, you are not serious. You have not gained a for life prize. Today, you join ushering. After 2 years, you are not serious. Today, you join choir. After 6 months, you are not serious. Today, you join drama units. After 2 days, you are not serious. Today, you join creativity. You join decoration. After 2 days, you are not serious. Tomorrow, you what happens around the temple of God that for life? In my 80s, I will still preach for God for life. I make a covenant with my mouth to proclaim the counsel of the Lord for life. There were days I took drip to come to church because it's a covenant for life. Do you know how tired I was today? Even past 4 hours, I was still on the bed. I was very tired. If I tell you the kind of tiredness I'm tired, you have reasons not to come for life. What is about your life that in the next 50 years will see happen for Christ for life? There were things we vow in our life that even if we had more time billionaires, that except I hold a church system, I will still serve. It's for life. Apart from preaching, what do I have to give to God? Until I find something for life. The reason why they tell you to tithe is not because they need your money. It's because they want something to live your life to God for life. So don't just tithe because you want to be blessed. See tithe as a kingdom sacrifice that leads you to God for life.
Let the Spirit say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let the Spirit say, yeah, 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 hey. 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 Let the Spirit go, yeah, 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 hey.
I don't sing because I want to be a singer. I sing because it's a prize. There's no day of my life I will not sing new song to God. Every day of my life, I stay and I sing to God. It's not, you know, it's not a singing that will happen here. It's a secret. It's a singing that happens in me. And every time I sing, I discover there's an inner power. The power I have, I can share with thousands of people and still be strong. No season of my life, I'm weak. I'm more stronger even when I look calm. because there are songs that go into me. When they go, nobody swallow a bullet and it will not explode. After you swallow that bullet of power of sound, you come out and you are looking at the heavens, and everywhere is open, like beside the river Kabah, the heavens are open. Why? Sacrifice has gone to God. How many of you vow that you will never pick any man's call in the morning until you hear God? And that's until you pray, until you hear God. Not that you go and say, God, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that. No, I'm talking about that one that you go to God, and after you are praying, and you are waiting for God to speak. If God is not speaking, you are not standing. This is someone that you are sitting there. You are not doing anything until he speaks. Over time, every morning he will come at the cool of the day like Adam. You know why? Because he knows this. He needs to speak to that lady. There's a lady in Nigeria that waits for him every morning for him to speak. Why the angels are saying, come on, Holy Spirit, we need to go to Arab, we need to go to Pakistan. He said, no, I know a lady. Before we go to Arab and settle the issue of the Arabians, before we go to Pakistan, before we go to London, I know of a lady in Nigeria that waits for me. She's a banker, she's a military woman, she works in the Navy, but she waits every morning. So I need to catch up. And if you meet that kind of lady on the road, there's nothing you will tell her, that there's no power of hell. If she's in a car, everybody can die, she'll be alive. No scratch upon her body. Why? A covenant. You play what I sing, please. Don't play what you want. Are you getting me? A covenant. Because something happens. Something breaks out of her. Something breaks out of her spirit. If you continue on these things, there's no power. See, you... Until you learn the pathways of sacrifice, you can never make matters in this kingdom. There is no sacrifice that is good enough for today. Everything you have done yesterday is useless compared to today. Do another one. I still repeat it. There's no sacrifice. There is no prayer I've ever prayed before that is good enough for the prayer I can pray now. I don't pray the mentality I prayed before. I fast before. No. There's nothing that is as good before than the one I can do now for Christ. I've given before, if God knows I don't give. No. There is nothing deeper than the one I can give now. Something can leave me for Christ. Something.
Here, let the Spirit sing. Here, let the Spirit sing. Here, let the Spirit sing.
The sacrifice that can come out of you. And one of the things she said is, he said, if nobody will touch his hair, say he will be a Nazarene. What? That nobody will touch the locks of his head. From his childhood till he grew, nobody will touch his hair. I want to ask you, what is about your life that nobody can touch again? She said that he will stay for God. There are things you can do for God. And there are things, there are some sacrifice you need to do on yourself that nobody can change it in your life again. What is about your mindset about God that nobody can change it? It works, it does not work, you stay there. What is about your body that nobody can touch? Where are the parts of your body nobody can touch again? She said nobody can touch the hair. His hair is meant as an... What is about your body that... Where are the restrictions to people in your body? There's a kind of sacrifice that makes you host the presence of God. It's when your body has a limit. When your body has a limit. So when your body, one of the things I hate the most in my life is, if a lady, you come and hug me. I hate that thing. I might not be opportunity to tell you don't, but I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like anything that brings my contact with a lady. I don't like it. You're just following people body, but dog, but you are confused. You have not learned to maintain that things. What can you do what is Nazareth about your body? She said, they cannot touch the hair. The hair of Samuel. Samuel was trained that his body should even represent God. I want to ask you something. What is happening about the physical you? Because you know why? How can prosperity work in a temple that does not have restriction? Nobody enters the palace anyhow. Until you are called. You want people to remember you, want your life to be prosperous, they must understand there's a limit. There's some things that you need to start practicing. You might not be doing it before, but you can start it now. We'll continue this message next week. The other aspect I want us to touch. If once you are done, bah, and I bet you, if it does not work for you, come to me. I can give anything to pay as a reward system for wasting your time. Wasting your time for coming to service, and you are hearing what I'm saying. If you activate the power of worship and praise every day of your life, and you activate the power of sacrifice, I mean intentional daily sacrifice. Anything you do yesterday is as useless compared to today. Bible said, "What his mercies are new every morning." Why are his mercies new every morning? That means the mercy he released for you yesterday is little compared to the one he can do now. Stand up everywhere you are. So there's something in your life that can live every day. I want you to pray one last prayer before I close and say, Father Lord, I don't know, but help me to live a life of worship. Help me to live a life of worship. A life that will reverence you. A life that will attract fellowship and relationship with you. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer everywhere you are. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, let me get the prayer band. Where are the prayer band? Come on, quick, quick.
Amen.
I'm going to be praying. Say, Father Lord, help me to live a life of perpetual sacrifice. First of all, a sacrifice that leaves me to you and to people. You don't need 20 million to start practicing this. You can start giving 20 naira every day. You can start giving 2,000 every day. You can start giving. I tell you, observe it. Anything you give daily will be above. There is no way you can be poor to that point. See, as I'm standing here, if you ever dream that me, I will lack for some certain money. It's a big lack. I don't lack. You know why? Anything I give over time, you have created a space in God that you cannot step beyond that point. Lift up your voice and say, Father Lord, help me to give sacrifice to God and to people. Let something speak about my life. Lift up your voice and pray. If you don't want sacrifice, say, let me give my life.
Amen.
My God, I'm still praying. I told you that there's another kind of sacrifice that is your temple. I sang a song many years last year.
I am your temple. You are the honor. You are the honor. Honor of this temple. I am your temple. You are the honor. You are the honor. Honor of this temple. I am your secret place. You are my dwelling place. Me and you are one. You are the honor of this temple. I am your temple. You are the honor. You are the honor. Honor of this temple. Somebody must cut a cover out of his body. I saw from today. You are going to be a Nazarene. Nobody will step out with that body again. That your body will become a sacrifice. A price of prosperity. Anyway, your name is called. God will bring prosperity to your life. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. You must vow. It's possible that's the reason why you are still poor. It's possible that's the reason why you are still poor. You are not left to sacrifice your temple to God. It's possible that's the reason why many prophecies, many prayers are coming, but they are not accomplishing. It's possible why you cannot host the glory of the Lord, because your body needs to be the temple of the Most High. It's a price you must pay. You must sacrifice that body to perpetually be the temple of the Most High. I am your temple. You are the owner. You are the owner of this temple. I am your secret place. You are my dwelling place. I am your temple. You are the one.